This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day presents Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you by the folks who beat the odds with Super Beats. Dr. Ken will tell you later on in the program why this is so important to your health, your well-being, getting blood everywhere in your body, so important. He's a cardiologist practicing down in Florida in a wonderful town called Mount Dora. He is somebody that not only the American Medical Association goes to for cardiac study of one's heart and information that comes from his practice. They go to him for that information, but also the world paid his attention to him. The world of cardiology having their annual convention in Rome a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Ken presented a very important paper on the use of EECP, which we have talked about a great deal in this program. So congratulations to you.
A small vessel heart disease.
Yep, right. All right, speaking of that, let's go through some of the news this week that is important for people to understand the nuance of it. Your questions, comments, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You want to get through, follow the conversation, Twitter at DJV Show. The fruits that we eat, the vegetables that we eat, can cut the cost of medicines and medication in half if you have kidney disease. How do we apply that? Is it any kind, any fruit, any vegetable? Because there are differences, and some fruits are sugary, more natural sugar than others. Some vegetables have different. And then we get into this whole conversation about GMO fruits and vegetables, Ken, as well.
So you know well too much about fruits and vegetables.
I know too much?
Exactly. In this study, they didn't hone down that fine. They made it a little easier and simpler for everybody to digest the information of the study. This comes out of the American Heart Association's High Blood Pressure 2016 scientific sessions, which are taking place just this week. What they have discovered is that people with kidney disease who eat more fruits and vegetables may require far fewer medications, actually about a half. Specifically, as far as they learned here, was that adding 3 to 4 servings of fruits and vegetables to the diet. They didn't get so specific as you are. They just asked people diaries, at least three to four fruits and vegetable servings per day, actually reduces blood pressure and lets people take fewer blood pressure drugs, and obviously reducing their medical costs.
Mm-hmm. So is there a study to be had or done using GMO versus non-GMO?
Well,
you think ever it'll get down, especially given the fact that Bayer is buying Monsanto and this whole world of GMO foods is going to get bigger, not smaller?
Well, that would specify a little clearer if you can actually improve upon these results by specific fruits and vegetables. They didn't go that far. And it's like any other study, it'll get done if somebody wants to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can be sure the GMO guys aren't going to pay for it. All right, while we stay in the heart pew here, there is a story from the American Heart Association about how alcohol can damage the heart. This is what drives people nuts, because there are studies that suggest that if you drink a couple of glasses of wine a day, it's good for your brain. What's in grapes? Grape juice, resveratrol. That kind of stuff is really good for you. So now how do we square that with this?
Well, that's because there are individual differences among people. You know, the big the big chat these days is about individualized medicine.
Yep.
And the reason that these studies may, to people who read them or hear about them, be confusing is because you have to look at the population that's being studied, and you also have to look at how the study's being done, how strong it is in terms of its scientific power. But, you know, you've never heard me instruct somebody to go drink alcohol, have you? But
no.
You've known me a long time, but what I've said in the past is what we have thought is that for a woman, up to one serving a day may be okay, and up to two servings a day for a guy may be okay. And I always say may because I'm always a little uneasy about the scientific power of these studies. This is a very important study that came out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, that alcohol may not be as healthy for everyone's heart. That's what's key, as previously believed, because long-term drinking and even the moderate amounts of alcohol that I just described, different between men and women, may actually increase some people's risk of stroke by causing the heart's left atrium, that's the left upper chamber, to get bigger. And you know that I measure your left atrium often, probably yeah. about once every 1 or 2 years with the complete echocardiogram, and this atrium, this enlargement of the left atrium, it can contribute to a heart condition called atrial fibrillation, in which the heart begins to beat irregularly, and this can cause clots to form and subsequently a stroke. So, you know, if you're drinking and you've had an echocardiogram and your left atrium is getting bigger, more than 4.0 centimeters, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but you might be get a little concerned and cut off the alcohol because you definitely don't want to end up having atrial fibrillation if you can prevent it.
So it caused my father, ultimately his demise.
Stroke.
He started having atrial fibrillation in his 50s, and they put him on digitoxin and dioxin and stuff.
Those were the old days.
Yeah, right, moldy oldie day. If I'd have known then what I know now about magnesium, I'd just told him to take magnesium and probably would have straightened it all out.
And tell him not to drink.
Don't drink anything. Yep. Yeah, that's it. The bottom line. Speaking of drinking, you'll get a kick out of this, and so will Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington today for this program. There are religious groups in the upper north central part of the country. For example, I'm looking at the story of one group in Wisconsin that now meets in bars to recruit new members. They reach out to people who are struggling with their faith. They give them a free beer. Talk to them about God.
Ah, great recruiting tool.
I thought that was pretty interesting, pretty fascinating that that's going on. So is it just beer? Jesus and beer? Jesus drank wine. He must have been, if he'd have lived, he would look like a pretty healthy specimen. He only got nailed to the cross when he was 33. Don't you think he looked like a pretty healthy specimen? What did the, at that time, average person live to be, what, mid to late 40s?
Probably even less.
Less than that. So he was...
In 1776, it was 35.
The average age?
That is correct.
No. Really?
That is correct.
That recently? So George Washington really lived, lived to be 84, I think.
Ben Franklin and a lot of the founding fathers exceeded, and that's why we have a different impression.
Yeah,
exactly. And they were all brewers. Yep. Washington, Jefferson, all those guys.
Had their own beer. Right.
You've and had it. Wineries.
Yeah. Samuel Adams had his, and the beer still exists today. Right.
You had to get through childhood, and that's why the numbers were so skewed, and that's why, you know, the average was 35, but it was so hard in those days to avoid an infectious disease and actually make it out of childhood.
Right. Yeah, that's a point. All right, Dr. Ken here with a focus on your blood flow. Healthy circulation is so important. He sees people every day who have abused their bodies and the blood barely can get around the arteries, the veins, the little micro, what do they call those? Microcardio, what do they call it? The little veins and arteries that the ECP...
The microvessels.
Microvessels, that's it. So if you want to make sure that blood gets to everything, including the microvessels, this can explain why using Super Beats is so important.
Well, This is Nobel Prize winning information. It was a discovery in 1988 of a third gas that is very important in the body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is like the garage door opener of the body. The red blood cells have to carry in one arm oxygen from head to toe so that your body can utilize it to make energy. And if it doesn't, the red blood cell in the other arm have nitric oxide and release the nitric oxide first, then the red blood cell can't get in and deliver from head to toe the oxygen. Your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. So does mine, all of us. And we need the building blocks, the dietary nitrates to make the nitric oxide. And there's two products out there that are evidence-based, been shown to be safe and effective. There's a scientist at Baylor University who's pioneering this whole thing. You need to know about two of them. Super Beats, it gives you a big burst of nitric oxide instead of those high energy drinks, or if you want to go and have some energy before your workout. And then their second product, Neo 40, which fills up your tank for nitric oxide. They have saliva test strips. I recommend everybody test your nitric oxide level. If your tank is low, take the Neo 40. If you want a nice boost of energy some point during the day, that mid-afternoon point, or when you're working out, then the Super Beats is so effective.
All right, so let's get to the bottom line here, the nitty-gritty of all of this. You are supporting your body to the nth degree by using Super Beats. It works three times faster to give you the results that you can feel. You get up, Rich McFadden takes it, Ken takes it, I take it every morning, and you can do it two different ways. The Super Beats takes about 20 minutes to get into your system, but if you're using, as Ken suggested, the Neo 40 capsules, they're crystallized, same amount in a capsule as in a teaspoon, so you put it in your mouth, it immediately dissolves, it's absorbed immediately into your system. So it's like a fast cup of Java, right? Isn't that really the impact? It feels like you...
But it has no caffeine.
No caffeine. Some people get up and they say, oh, I have a smoke and I got to have a cup of coffee and so I can wake up. Nah, you don't need any of that. Just take one of these capsules and stick it in your mouth.
As natural as it comes.
Call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats and the ancillary Neo 40 product. 800-655-4183. Get started now. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats when you call 800-655-4183.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming up at 24 after the hour. Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. A lot of people talking about the presidential candidates, their health status. Donald Trump said before this week he taped with Dr. Oz that he was not going to release or discuss his medical records. And the first thing he did when he went on the air was say, oh, here's my medical record. You want to look at him? Oz says, yeah, can I look at him? And he says, yeah. The audience cheered, and away they went. Dr. Oz asked him some questions about his well-being, whether he was active or not. He doesn't exercise. He gets to lose 15 pounds, yada, yada, yada. So all this, Ken, contributes to a new CBS poll that shows that Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump are statistically tied in a dead heat. And it's because of the health information, the compromising situation with Hillary Clinton and answers or non-answers that come. And this is, by the way, this is hot off the presses. So Trump lets people know what his health is. And Hillary says, this is what my story is, but people don't believe her, they don't trust her, so they're not really sure that's the case. If you were her doctor, how would you have handled the situation this past weekend?
If I was her doctor and I had gotten the call Sunday that she had just almost collapsed,
yeah.
Well, I'll presume that the information that we're getting from her doctor is correct. Dr. Lisa Bardick would have known that Mrs. Clinton on Friday, 2 days before, had had a CAT scan of her chest and was diagnosed with a right middle lobe pneumonia and had been started on Levaquin. And had I heard that she almost collapsed, my first concern would have been that the infection from the lungs had potentially gone to her blood and Mrs. Clinton has sepsis. The other possibility is that she was very dehydrated. But if a patient has sepsis, if my patient I'm concerned about, I want them in the ER immediately because they need intravenous antibiotics. Oral antibiotics are not enough. So if I had gotten that call, I would have asked Mrs. Clinton immediately to get transported to the emergency department. If she was able to take the call, if she was being transported by the Secret Service, I would have told the Secret Service to go to the nearest emergency department.
Really? All right. So now, should she be back out on the trail?
Well, that I would, in order to assess that, I would need to see her, examine her, and make a determination. And I would want to make sure that she had at least a couple of days with no fever, that her volume status, her intravascular volume, that she has enough fluids in her body to support her blood pressure adequately, because they were saying that she actually got dehydrated, and that's why she got so weak. And I would want to make sure that she's definitely not infectious. And they're saying that she had a non-infectious bacterial pneumonia, which, you know, I always was taught that you have to be at least on the effective antibiotic for a couple of days before you are infectious. But, you know, that's what I'm hearing, that that was stated by Dr. Lisa Bardick, who's an internist, not a neurologist.
Uh-huh. All right. So there's that on Hillary Clinton. In a few moments, when we come back, we'll discuss Donald Trump and what he told Dr. Oz, and more importantly, whether Dr. Oz has any credibility, because the news media would have you believe that Oz is a quack, when in fact he's one of the most respected heart surgeons in the country, if not the world. And because he is a smart promoter, he gets some people who are not smart enough to be good promoters on the defensive. Anyway,
I think both of them need to be evaluated independently by physicians and get a thorough evaluation and get it all out there so people are stopped wondering about either one of them.
Right, well, maybe that's the way to look at it.
Head them both up to Rochester, Minnesota, the Mayo Clinic, and get this untangled.
28.
Fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Alright, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, eminent, noted cardiological specialist here on Good Day Health each week in this hour, talking about the medical news of the week. I want to go back to Hillary for a second, or just this whole business, because it is on people's minds. And I think from a respected fellow like you, it's hard to knock most of what you come up with. Although, I got an argument for you later on in this half hour.
Sure.
The Donald Trump thing, if we could just sort of back away our own political bias and just look at this thing. They're both about the same age. I think Trump's maybe a year older, but they're both late 60s, 70, that kind of thing. Oldest candidates for the presidency in the history of our presidential elections, which is a rather interesting statistic in and of itself, their health is bound to be a question. So when Trump now sort of says, I need to lose 15 pounds, I don't exercise a lot, you know, you can look at him and he looks pretty healthy. To me, he looks pretty healthy. And this is not about my bias or yours, because I really haven't made up my mind what I'm going to do yet. I honestly haven't, and I still got, and you do, and so does everybody else, got some time before the election. But when I look at Hillary Clinton, Richie just said something off the air, the sunglasses, the Parkinson's therapy. I haven't looked at her hands, although before the collapse, you could see, you know, she was squeezing, the doctor was squeezing her hand. Is that an indication of something? Is that an indication of him trying to get her pulse? And is that, or is it covering up maybe a shaky hand? I don't want to go too far with the conspiratorial into the territory of wild speculation. But she would do anything to be president, I think, or almost anything.
Doug, I think the most responsible thing that you can do, because you have a huge megaphone, is to urge, you know, demand that both these candidates, for example, go to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota with an independent panel of doctors and get examined and clear up this so we're not speculating. Both of them should submit to it, and the American public should have the recommendations, assessment of this panel on both of these candidates for all the reasons you just mentioned, given their age and the demands of the job and where we are as a country. The last thing we need to do is to elect somebody who can't function because of physical issues.
Once they're there, then what happens? If she can't function, then you're really electing Kane president, if that's the case. You want to vote for her, that's fine.
Or somebody who won't be able to fully function in the position. I don't want to do that. And also, I don't want people to have doubts about either one of them, and that's why I think the public should demand that both of them go before some independent panel of physicians and have this assessment done before the election. Yeah. And I think if you made that an issue and demand that both of them do it and we find out the results, that could be the most responsible thing. So we're not here speculating about it.
You know, it's funny. I'm sitting here listening. I don't toot my own horn well, although I will tell you, and I'm proud of starting some things that ended up going someplace. The football helmet thing and the concussions is one of the things I'm most proud of, and how that took root one way or another, whether it was me that started it and somebody heard it and went on to something else. I can do that, whether or not it takes root. I'm happy to ask. You just did. I don't have to ask for it. You just did.
But if a group of all of your colleagues in talk radio got together and called for them both, you know, not make this political, but both of them, for the good of the country, have an equally be put up for this.
Okay. Richie and I will laugh because the fact that this, if you ask for it to be not political, it'll go no place because these guys are not going to be interested.
Right.
They want to grind it up and make sure she looks bad.
Okay, then maybe that's the wrong form, but I think it should not be, it should be purely, we want to know the medical truth so there's no doubt on either one of them.
Those questions are being asked, I think it's good. I think that'll.
But it's only going to be answered. The responsible physicians will only come to conclusions if they evaluate her themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what you need, an independent group, and especially neurologists. You know, more than just an internist needs to get involved here and evaluate here and come up with their assessment.
All right. I want to move on. Let's not.
Thank you.
I think we've given this enough time. Here's a report this week that Ken wants to bring to you from the New England Journal of Medicine about prostate cancer treatment. It's very important for men who are getting up into Richie's age, Ken's age, my age. The fact that they seem to all be equally efficient, I'm wondering whether they took into account that is the homeopathic versus the allopathic ways of dealing with prostate cancer.
Well, I'll tell you what they did in this study reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. This is very important, and I want to comment about this a little bit. This was the first controlled study, Doug, comparing three different approaches to prostate cancer, radiation versus surgery versus so-called watchful waiting. And we learned there's no truly bad choice for most men. And in this study, prostate cancer detected by PSA blood test grows very slowly, and very few men die of it when followed up over a period of 10 years. And let me just clarify, I think that the group that decided not to use the PSA, I think now there's more data that the urologists are able to biopsy and more selectively determine who has the faster growing, worst prognosis to be aggressive, and therefore I think the PSA is a helpful test now if you have a urologist who has modern state-of-the-art technology for assessing the biopsy that they do so that you're not overtreated and you're not undertreated.
All right. That seems reasonable. I take a lot of supplements for prostate health. And you don't like to do the digital rectal exams, so I get those done someplace.
It's not that we don't like to. That's the urologist, really, that's what they specialize in.
So I go see your brother for that, then.
Among others. He certainly, that's what he does all day. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, let's move to the nap. This is something I look long and hard at this because I try to take a nap every day, but mine are short. I'm 10, 15,
exactly.
20 minutes, and there's a difference between that and the long naps. What do we consider a long nap? 2 hours?
More than 60 minutes. This is out of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes taking place in Munich this week. And what they have observed, Doug, is that napping for more than an hour during the day, not a short nap, could be a warning sign for type 2 diabetes. There's a link between long daytime naps of more than 60 minutes and a 45% increase. That's whopping risk of type 2 diabetes. And wow. If you'd like, if we have time, we can go into all the reasons why this may be occurring, but that's the bottom line.
Go ahead, spend a minute talking about it.
Sure. The long naps could be a result of disturbed sleep at night, potentially caused by sleep apnea. And this sleep disorder, sleep apnea, it could increase the risk of heart attack, stroke, cardiovascular problems, and other metabolic disorders, including type 2 diabetes. So if you snore and stop breathing at night, somebody who sleeps with you notices that, it's so important to get this evaluated because all of these horrible things are associated with sleep apnea. It's just not this curiosity. It's a serious thing. Sleep deprivation caused by work or social life patterns could also lead to increased appetite, which could increase the risk of type 2 diabetes also.
Really? All right. So that's important stuff. Don't mess with stuff like that. You find out, or you're showing some of these signs, like a nap that lasts more than an hour every day, then do some digging. Take some advice from Ken. That's why he's here, to give you help and advice. Pass this stuff along.
Short naps are okay.
Yep. All right, so I continue with my short naps.
Good.
At any rate, let's, in the advice department, because we have so many questions about the, I just looked at something that somebody sent along named Helen, a question about the performance edge you get. This woman is an athlete. She wants to know more. Remember we said during the Olympics that some of the Olympians are using Super Beats, and I think we have said the football season has begun. Super Beats is a part of the blood-boosting regimen for football players. So why would this, just getting more blood to your system, it would seem obvious, but maybe explain for a moment why this gives people a performance edge to get the blood to your muscles, especially in your brain, all over your body.
All of us, including Olympic star athletes, cannot perform at our best unless our nitric oxide level in our body is at an adequate level. So first, we need to each of us check our nitric oxide store. You can do this with a saliva test developed by a professor at Baylor University School of Medicine. And this is accurate, and it is the same people who bring you Super Beats and Neo 40 have it. If your level is okay, you're doing well. If not, then Neo 40 gets your tank up so that you have enough nitric oxide, which is a gas which helps the blood vessels relax open so that the oxygen can be delivered through from head to toe. And if you do have a balanced, adequate level, what you want to do if you're a star athlete is, before you perform, you want to get a sudden boost of nitric oxide to help the oxygen flowing to your muscles, and that's where the Super Beats is so effective as a way to get a natural boost of nitric oxide. And this is an acceptable item to take.
All right, so get on the bandwagon, get a free 30-day supply. If you've not signed up, this message is for you. If you're on it, you don't need to be supported. You know how good it is. You tell your friends about it. But in our circumstance, we consider you our friends. And if you haven't heard Dr. Ken's message before, let me underscore that not only is this a fabulous way for you to get your blood specifically all over your body to every important point, but It's so reliable. You can take it. You know what the impact is going to be. And if you haven't gotten on the bandwagon yet, you'll get a free 30-day supply with your regular order. It's a 3-month supply plus one, so four. You pay for three, you get four. Dialing up 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. One more time for a copy, by the way, of the book, Beat the Odds, as well as the free 30-day supply. It's all information, all important, and all at 800-655-4183.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Hi, it's 12 minutes before the hour here. The food on the floor routine. I find this interesting because I'm a living sort of example of eating stuff off the floor.
I thought of you about this report.
And when my daughter isn't, when I'm around my my grandson, like I will be for the next week, I will encourage him to eat things off the floor because I think it's good for your immune system. What is this all about? What do you have?
This is actually a serious report out of a journal applied in environmental microbiology, and as you like to say, there's a journal about everything. And the 5-second rule, so-called, states that as long as the food has been on the floor for less than 5 seconds, it should be safe to eat because it takes time for bacteria to transfer. Well, this is not right, so don't think, don't remember this. Not everyone believes the rule, but for many it justifies salvaging lost food, as you were just discussing. But the news this week is that depending on the floor surface, the food, and time it sits on the floor, bacteria, Doug, can actually transfer in less than 1 second.
Really? What kind of bacteria, though? I don't even know it's bad. We have a lot of good bacteria, so I don't know it's bad.
You don't know till you eat it.
So try it, you'll like it. In other words.
And, well, if you want to be a guinea pig, there may be better ways to stimulate your immune system than consuming food that's hit the floor.
Millions of Americans are not taking their blood pressure medicine. We'll find out more about that from Dr. Ken. Let's focus on the thyroid as we have time coming up here. Good Day Health. Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, every day. Turn the clock, we'll free the rain. Let the secret of the sun shine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. Father's feathers colorful. Sometimes pretty too.
Days going for us here. We're bringing you what you need to know and then what we think about what you need to know. What do you think about what you need to know? Do you think you need to know the same things that we need to know?
Yes.
A little double talk and double speak.
It's a need to know basis.
I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. He's Ken Kessler. She's Kara Schillen. And we're here with the breaking news. Well, some of it is broken instead of breaking news. Iran decided it was time to put all of its enriched uranium on a ship and send it off to Russia.
Good idea.
I was talking about Russia earlier. Good place for the stuff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for details and some of the top stories of the day. The tech stories, tech talk time. Greg and whoever else we are. Everybody's on vacation this week. What's the big idea?
Well, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's kind of dialed out.
Come on.
We should write this down in your journal, Dougie. Just remember. Remember for next year.
Right. Take a vacation at some point in time. All right. So we're going to do, because these guys aren't here, I like doing the tech stories because I teach and I learn by doing some of these things because it becomes more personal to many of us who have use of devices. And maybe don't get all the use that we can out of our devices. How can we be helpful to you? Well, there's some information that maybe you'll raise your eyebrows after hearing, and that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's the old I'm going to count to three parenting technique. Does it work? Your child is misbehaving and you start counting. One, two, three. And by the time you get to three, the child comports himself. But is this the best technique? Here's the developmental science of it.
One, two, three.
All parenting experts, including a cadre of social psychologists, agree that consistency is key. But why three chances? Does your boss give you three chances to perform when you're told to get on with it? And really, do you like, as a parent, counting to three? It's just downright embarrassing.
One, two, five.
Three. What's the chief psychological trick? When you tell your kid to do something the first time, follow it with either punishment or praise. The next time you ask, you won't have to count to three, and always follow that one with praise. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, I, Dracula, is a modern retelling of the original vampire story using email, text, and voicemail. Very clever
and scary. I, Dracula. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Fitbit apparently was a big seller. For Christmas, the company's app was the most downloaded on Apple's App Store on Christmas Day.
I saw a lot of people. You don't have one.
I think I got one for Meredith last year, and then she has the. I got her a.
An Apple Watch, yeah.
An Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. You don't need the Fitbit after that, right?
Right.
And that so. What is the benefit of the Fitbit? Have you got one?
I use the Fitbit. Here's why I think I like it more than the Apple Watch, although I reserve the right to change my mind and get an Apple Watch at some point. Mm-hmm. But with the Apple Watch, you're essentially carrying your whole phone with you all the time, and that thing is beeping, and you know you're getting text messages. And I mean, how connected do you want to be? I already carry my phone everywhere. Mm-hmm. Why do I want it on my wrist?
And you have to have the phone, Meredith explained to me.
You do.
To use...
To make the partnership work,
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know if she knew that beforehand. I don't know that you get as much usage out of it because it uses a lot of energy. It goes dead a lot.
Yeah, I've actually got my mom one for Christmas this year, an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. She's just sort of playing with it. But yeah, you have to have your phone with you at all times, otherwise it's not going to work. But it's just a little too wired in. I was watching my mom yesterday at the fax machine at mm-hmm. my day job, and I hear her out there going ding, ding, and like everything's just ringing on her body now. It's like, please. But with the Fitbit, and there's other things about the Apple Watch I'm sure are great, like it counts your blood pressure and your pulse and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Fitbit, you can either get one for your pocket or you wear it on your wrist, and it counts your steps for the most part and it counts your sleep. Uh-huh. And it's not a full service phone. You're not getting text messages. It's kind of just there to sort of monitor what you're doing. So it's a quieter tracker, I think, which is why I like it a little bit better. And I used it, I use mine a lot. In Prague, it was actually jumping off my wrist because we walked so much.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, 25,000 steps in a day, and that thing's like, whew, all right, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What did you do with my old owner?
All right, the story of the man who apparently fell to his death when he became distracted by his device.
Yes.
At the San Diego Scenic Overlook.
Don't do that.
Come on. The guy was from Indiana. His name is Joshua Burwell. How dumb do you have to be? This is a very popular spot, apparently, Kenny, right?
People
there to watch the sunset, that sort of thing. He went there, and while he was posting a message on Facebook, he fell over the cliff.
Look at this view. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
We shouldn't be laughing about it, but oh, my God.
Why in cartoons, when someone goes over the side, do they always go, ah, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo?
I don't know.
I think that's mostly goofy.
You know, I scream expletives when I fall off something.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. 59 minutes after the hour. Aren't you glad you heard that here first on the Good Day program?
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com to...